Good evening, everyone. It's time to take charge of your life. Hello, this is marriage and family therapist Eleanor Barbaro, your host, inviting you to take charge of your life on WDIY. The theme of this program is that so many events in life happen to us over which we have no control. Our only control is our response to life's situations. It is often said that 90% of life's events happen to us and 10% is what we make happen. Tonight we talk about how do guys relate to one another when they are out watching sports at the bar. How does watching sports help them build a connection with one another? My guest this evening is Andrew Daniels, who is the author of a very interesting book called The Barstool Book of Sports, Stats, Stories, and Other Stuff for Drunken Debate. He is a digital editor and a veteran of Men's Health magazine, and he has interviewed hundreds of athletes, including Mike Tyson and Vanilla Ice. He is an alumnus of Lehigh University and was the editor of the Brown and White newspaper while he was there, and lives in Allentown with his wife and dog. And it's a pleasure to welcome Andrew Daniels to help us take charge of our lives on WDIY.
Thanks so much for having me. This is a pleasure.
Yes. Dan, tell us, Andrew, what prompted you to write a book with such an interesting topic, The Barstool Book of Sports, Stats, Stories, and Other Stuff for Drunken Debate?
It's a pretty catchy title, huh?
Yes,
it is.
It's
a mouthful. So, yeah, basically, I mean, I'm a huge sports fan. And I love arguing about sports, first and foremost. And I have sort of always been interested in sports trivia and kind of the nuances of what go into kind of sports decisions. And athletes are tremendously fascinating people. And everyone involved in sports, I mean, we were talking earlier that, you know, the X's and O's of sports are great, but it's the stories behind those X's and O's, the motivations behind them that are even more interesting. So kind of wanted to write a book that collects as many compelling and irresistible kind of stories about these, you know, crazy things that happened on the field, off the field, concerning the athletes, concerning coaches, all these sorts of things that guys simply just love to talk about when they get together, and collect them all in kind of one really fun, easy to read book with dynamite illustrations, and that's the book that you have in front of you.
Yeah, it reminds me of Trivia Pursuit of Sports.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I'm a giant trivia fan. You know, love to go out to bars and play trivia and, you know, play Jeopardy, you know, at home and kind of shout along the answers as I know them, and drives my wife nuts. It drives people around me nuts. But I love trivia, and, you know, there's a really fun way to make trivia compelling beyond just, you know, this happened, and this is when it happened, and here's how it happened. You know, I really like the why behind, you know, the facts. And that's kind of what this book aims to give you, is the why behind these crazy stories.
And what is interesting, it's written in such a way, Andrew, that that you don't have to, if you don't have a lot of time, you can read a chapter or two, and then you have a mouthful of sports statistics.
Exactly,
and
yeah.
Experiences. Tell me, what did you find? Is there anything particular in all the stories that you really were found most interesting?
Well, sure. I mean, and I like how you said that, you know, you don't have to read this front to back. It's not designed to be read front to back. It's designed to feel a little disorderly and just kind of you could pick it up at will, kind of thumb to a random page and learn something really interesting. And I kind of think that I will have accomplished my job if you see the bars, I'm sorry, you see the book sitting on a bar top or, you know, sitting in your bathroom, your coffee table. You have 5 minutes to read it. If you come away from those 5 minutes with, you know, 2, 3, 4 really fun, compelling little anecdotes that you remember for a party or you remember at the bar or just in regular conversation, then I will have done my job, because this book is full of really kind of sticky, interesting trivia that is designed to kind of be remembered like that. And so you asked me kind of the favorite, you know, stories that I came from researching, and obviously, you know, the book took me a year and a half to kind of research and write, and so I can spout off everything that I learned. But I do have, you know, a couple favorite chapters, including, you know, I'm a sucker for minor league, you know, baseball.
And who would minor league be?
So minor league is not professional major league. So, okay. For instance, you know, the local team around here is Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs, and they're the AAA affiliate of the Philadelphia Phillies. And so they, much like a lot of other minor league baseball teams, are pretty cheap entertainment for families, and as a result, you know, the tickets are pretty cheap. They're not nearly, you know, $50 a ticket. They're more like $6-$7 a ticket. And so, to provide you with the entertainment, they often resort to really goofy kind of promotions and kind of crazy stunts that they pull. And so there's a chapter in here, the craziest, most inexplicable minor league promotions. And so I love researching this one because it's full of just these kind of wild, wacky, you know, stunts that these teams pulled. So for instance, 2006, there's a baseball team called the West Michigan Whitecaps, and they had the idea to drop $1,000 in cash from a helicopter over the ballpark. And so, you know, predictably, this didn't go so well. Two 7-year-old children were actually trampled, taken to the hospital after scrambling to collect stray dollar bills. Kind of crazy. Another one maybe that was a little less, violent than that one was there was a ballpark in Charleston where they had a promotion called Silent Night, where they actually forbade fans from cheering the entire time, to be completely silent. So spectators actually used signs to applaud, to boo, even fetch vendors. They couldn't talk. So it's like stuff like that, right? It's just really interesting, you know, kind of stunts that these teams pull just to get fans in the seats, and there's stuff like that in the book. There's the wackiest athlete injuries. There's the, you know, the best heavy athletes of all time. You know, really some heavy athletes have accomplished a great deal of.
Give us an example of a heavy athlete.
Oh, sure. I mean, so, you know, Babe Ruth, for example, is probably the greatest baseball player of all time, and you know, he was not a svelte fellow. He was a pretty heavy guy, and he used to drink a lot before he took the mound and before he took, you know, and stood the batter's plate. And so CC Sabathia, Prince Fielder, all these guys have accomplished pretty amazing things, with kind of like less than ideal sports bodies. Baseball, particularly, you don't need the body of an Adonis to sort of play baseball, because like anyone could play baseball. You know, if you have that ability to hit a ball and hit it really far, you could play. So a lot of these guys did have beer bellies and maybe not the healthiest habits, but they showed kind of average Joes like me or average Joes like whoever. You know, you could do this too with not, this crazy perfect body. So it's stuff like that in the book. There's almost 30 chapters full of just these really fun stories about the accomplishments and kind of motivations that these athletes had.
You know, you make a very interesting point look, all of these athletes have their weaknesses and their strengths, but there's something very special about this book because it gives a wife or a girlfriend, if she reads it, something to talk about with her male friend, and something to relate to. Because I don't know if that women relate on this particular level. We watch, certainly for myself, I watch a game, I see the score, and I see what happens, and I can root. But your book has so many interesting takes on the intricacies of, for example, a coach and his thinking about when to take a guy off pitching, right, and when to leave him there. I can't remember the name of the team, but he was left for seven.
Yeah, this was a Yankees Red Sox game, a real kind of historic one in 2004, that the ALCS. But yeah, I mean, you're exactly right that, you know, the book aims to go beyond just the X's and O's and sort of get into really kind of the fun nitty-gritty behind some of these decisions. And so you mentioned, you know, it serves as a good bonding tool, perhaps, between people who aren't necessarily fans of X's and O's but can still appreciate these great stories. I mean, my wife, for example, not a huge sports fan. She obviously, you know, has to put up with it every single night as I'm watching the Phillies or the Sixers or, you know, whoever. But she gets a kick out of this book, and she really likes the stuff inside, because you don't need to be a sports fan to kind of appreciate some of the wacky stuff in here. I mean, anyone can laugh at the really, you know, silly ways that these athletes injure themselves or each other. you know, not maliciously, of course, but just kind of the dumb ways that they injure themselves off field. Like, for example, one baseball player hurt himself playing tag with his kids, right? And so it's that kind of stuff that, you know, that maybe not the most diehard sports fans can appreciate. But you'll find that littered throughout the entire book. And so I think it's a really, obviously, a good book for sports diehards like myself and people who are maybe not so into sports but can still appreciate really good stories.
Yes, I think I was very much impressed by that because, as I said, I'm the kind of person I can watch the score and I can root and I can say, Ray, make that base. But you put in stories that really impact people's knowledge in a different way.
Of course.
And that's very special.
Yeah.
I wanted to know, how does this book also help to connect people with one another?
Well, I'm glad you asked. We're talking a little bit before about just the concept of intimacy between male friends, right? So this is a pretty unique thing for men, right? So guys don't really know how to be intimate with each other in the ways that women do, in terms of, you know, women can get together and talk about their everything with each other, but guys can't really do that because there's sort of a shield, right, that they have between each other. So they use sports as a sort of kind of universal bonding tool. And so I think we can talk about this in the next segment, but there's a slew of research that finds that guys are pretty lonely and isolated, and really a very fast, easy fix, you know, to get them to talk with each other is to talk about sports.
Now, if you've just tuned in, you're listening to Take Charge of Your Life, and this is your host, Elena Barbero, and this evening my guest is Andrew Daniels, who has written a most interesting book for any guy in your family or any guy that you know, The Barstool Book of Sports, Stats, Stories, and Other Stuff for Drunken Debate. And you don't have to be drunk to do the debate.
And I should mention, too, Ellie, that, you know, this book is not just for men. It is for women as well, because I know a lot of kind of diehard female sports fans in my life who love the book as well. So we don't discriminate, across genders.
Right.
I think, like, anyone who likes sports or funny stories will get a kick out of this book. And you asked me before about specifically, though, you know, to turn it back to men for a second, how this can help men kind of relate to each other. I have a ton of stats here that suggest, that social isolation is actually just as harmful to your health as so many other things that you might think before isolation, such as chronic obesity, smoking, alcohol abuse, high blood pressure. All of these are very high indicators for mortality. But the difference, you know, is that we have all these sort of programs and interventions for obesity and smoking and things like that. But the loneliness problem isn't anywhere near as widespread.
So this book, in some way, demonstrates how guys can get together and talk sports and really connect with one another. Is that what you're saying?
Well, yeah, exactly. I mean, loneliness is a big deal. And like I said, there's lots of research that proves this. In fact, lonely people are at a higher risk of heart attacks and metastatic cancer and Alzheimer's, among other conditions. And so, you know, there's one obvious cure here, and that's spend more time with your friends. And that's not just baseless advice, right? I mean, it's supported by a ton of studies. I, in doing some research for the book, one 10-year Australian study actually found that older people with a larger circle of friends were 22% less likely to die during that study period than those with fewer friends. And in a 6-year study of middle-aged Swedish men, guys with multiple close friends had a lower risk of heart attack and fatal coronary heart disease. So there's a lot of research, like I said, that supports the idea that you should surround yourself with close personal friends. The bad news here is that, you know, guys actually really only have about 5 close friends that they can share, you know, really important matters with, whereas women, I think that number is a little higher. I mean, you know, guys might have a ton of acquaintances, you know, 15, 20 acquaintances, but in terms of really true, honest, you know, friendships, it's not that much. And so this is one way to relate to each other, is to talk about sports.
Well, we're going to talk more about the Barstool Book of Sports with Andrew Daniels, who is the the author of this wonderful book, when we return to Take Charge of Your Life on WDIY.
Do you have a car that you're trading in? How about an old truck or boat that's taking up space? Let WDIY help you get rid of unwanted vehicles and turn them into financial support for the station. It's a simple and easy process. We handle all the towing, title, and transfer, and you receive a tax deduction. Turn your vehicle into the programs you love on WDIY. To learn more, visit WDIY.org or call 610-694-8100, extension 7.
Welcome back to Take Charge of Your Life. Hello, this is Eleanor Bobrow, your host. And this evening I'm talking with Andrew Daniels, who has written a very interesting book for guys as well as for women. It's called The Barstool Book of Sports, Stats, Stories, and Other Stuff for Drunken Debate. I say it's good for women. There many women are interested in sports, and it's also a wonderful gift, particularly at the time of the holidays, for the man in your life or for a friend, for a brother, for any guy that's interested in sports. And by the way, if you wanted to get a copy of the book, Andrew will be signing copies of his book at the Barnes & Noble's in Center Valley on Sunday, December 17th from 1 to 3 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so let's talk a little bit about how sports helps guys to connect with one another.
Sure. Well, look, so I mentioned before that this is kind of all I think about all day long is sports and kind of sort of the meaningless, you know, and I said meaningless is not accurate, but I mean, maybe perhaps a little inconsequential, you know.
Would you say trivia?
Trivial. So that's the word I've been looking for. Exactly. That's what the book is about. Thank you, Alex. So, but basically, I mean, this is the kind of stuff that I think about all day long, and I talk about it all day long, and so do my friends, right? And so when I was writing this book, I mean, I have this kind of text thread with all the guys in my fantasy football league, which is another story for another day, but we talk all day long about just the stuff that happens, right? So like, oh, did you see that game last night? You know, that was crazy. And while we're talking about this game, well, here are 10, you know, like, can you guys remember, like, the 10 other kind of craziest games, like, that fit this sort of theme or, you know, the way that this played out, yada, yada. So we talk about that stuff all day long, and as I was writing this book, I kind of crowdsourced a lot of the chapters and the ideas in this book to my friends, said, hey, you know, I'm writing a book about, like, writing a chapter about the greatest rivalries of all time, or can you guys think of a particularly great, you know, fat athlete, like, things like that. And so we talk about all this, and that sort of helped me formulate the ideas in this book. And that's a really good example of how we use sports to bond with each other, right? And so that's on the one side. That's purely, you know, via texting and whatnot. But then when we get together, it's that much better because the face-to-face communication that you have with your friends, specifically male friends, is a lot more literally life-saving than what you can talk about on your phone right here. You know, when you're at the bar – like I said before, this is a way to relate with each other because if you're not going to be as intimate as women might be, you know, guys aren't going to ask each other, hey, so how are you feeling today? And how did, you know, oh, I'm sorry that this awful thing happened at work. And like, how did that make you feel? Like, guys don't ask each other, like, how, you know, how do you feel? But sports, like I said before, is sort of the universal bonding tool for guys in many ways. And so a lot of these conversations can maybe come about after, you know, if the game is on and at the bar and we can say, oh, man, that was an awful steal that he just had, or, you know, how did he not make that, whatever. That can oftentimes lead into these deeper conversations. Inevitably, you know, because you're with your friends already, it's a really good kind of way in, a good Trojan horse to these kind of deeper conversations. And so, you know, I can think of one example. Like, I have a friend who's going through some pretty hard times right now with his marriage. And, you know, and a way to sort of talk about those issues without kind of just coming right out and saying, like, hey, how's it going? You know, we'll get together and watch a game at the bar. Literally, I mean, this happened a couple weeks ago. We got together, started talking about sports. And then, inevitably, it turned into this deeper kind of connection in which we actually talk to each other like intimate friends. And as I said before, that's pretty hard for guys to do Right away, immediately. You need sort of something to sort of coax you into those kinds of conversations. And that's where arguing about silly sports comes in, because you're forging this connection already, right? And so when you sort of establish this trust and this kind of bond and this relationship, then it makes it a lot easier to talk about these sort of deeper, heavier, weightier subjects. And so that's a really good example of how something as silly as, you know, the dumb athlete injuries or fat athletes or, you know, what have you, can be a springboard for kind of, you know, more meaningful, impactful conversations.
So that helps men to bond.
Of course, yeah.
With one another.
Of course.
Yeah, and I really found the book very interesting because as a woman, as I said earlier, I look at the game and I say, oh, he's out, they won.
Which is very interesting too.
Right.
You know, on surface level. But,
I also look at the calls that are made or the tactics that are used mm-hmm. on the field and how they can steal a ball or fall on it in football and save the day. But I found your book, the Barstool Book of Sports, so interesting in terms of understanding the thinking of coaches and how they come to these decisions.
Sure.
Yeah, can you give an example of a coach?
Well, yeah, I mean, like there's a chapter in here about it's called The Most Inglorious Exits from the Game. And so
right.
That's, you know, one of my favorite things in baseball particularly, I'm a big baseball fan, is when coaches get ejected from games for being kind of hot-headed and kind of they have pretty short tempers. And so, you know, these guys are sticking up for them.
Can you give us an example of a coach that was a...
Oh, gosh. If you give me 1 minute to flip to this chapter, I have the book in front of me, and I'll give you a really good example here. You know, like I said, this happens, this sort of thing happens all the time. I mean, Bobby Knight is a great example of a coach. He was the Indiana basketball coach for a number of years, and he was the one who... you know, he would throw chairs, right? Like, I don't know if he holds the record for most ejections in college, but he's certainly up there. And so he would throw chairs. You know, the chair toss is pretty good example. There's my favorite example in this book, actually. Bobby Valentine, who was manager of the Mets back when this happened, 12th inning of a game against the Blue Jays, he was ejected for arguing over a catcher's interference call, which is a pretty normal kind of thing that managers would argue. But here's what was different. Whereas most big league managers would maybe suck it up, accept their fate, go back in the dugout, Bobby Valentine was kind of a genius. After he went back into the clubhouse, he snuck back into the Mets dugout. He put sunglasses on and a fake mustache. He actually coached a couple more innings of the game before he got caught and was told to go back in the clubhouse, and he was actually fined for it and fined for the stunt. But that's just a really good example of, you know, sports is so much more than X's and O's. It's full of these crazy personalities who are willing to do whatever they can to win or stick up for their players or just sort of defend the relationships that they've made while playing sports. So I love stories like that. You can find a million stories like that in this book. And like I said, if you come away with it after reading it for 5 minutes, if you remember that story the next time you're at the bar that you can just kind of pull out and kind of make your friends laugh, that's the whole goal of this book.
Yeah, well, I think it's very well done. And it's really very important for women to have something like this to give to their guys for a holiday present.
Or vice versa. Hey, maybe there are guys out there who aren't super, you know, into sports,
uh-huh.
but their wives or their girlfriends are. And so, again, you could just flip that over.
Flip that back.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
And so, like I said, I want to be very careful not to paint this as a book for just men, because certainly, you know, like I said before, women are crazy about sports in the same ways that men are, too.
Yeah, so do the guys bet at the bar? Do they bet
sure.
on their
Sure,
oh,
yeah. And like I had said before, I mean, I'm pretty into fantasy football, which I don't know if you know what fantasy football is, but, you know, you run your own sort of fantasy team and fantasy mm-hmm. league with your friends based on the actions of real-life players in the NFL. And so that is another great way to bond with guys that, you know, maybe you don't see on an everyday basis, but you're constantly engaging with them, you know, over email, over text, or when you get together to watch the football games. You talk trash with each other. You sort of make fun of each other, maybe, you know, again, these are all sort of ways to get at eventually the deeper conversations. Sports are a great way into having those conversations.
Well, I really found the book very, very interesting.
Thank you.
And not only that, you could. It's the kind of book that you can read a story, you can read a chapter on a coach, you can read a chapter on the fattest guy and his participation, like Babe Ruth.
Yeah, I mean, you have sports scandals in here. You have, like I said, the dumbest injuries. You have the funniest names in sports, which is a really fun chapter to research. That's just literally, that's an entire chapter of 250 really funny names presented without comment. Stuff like that, just to make you laugh, right? I mean, again, if you read this for 4 minutes on the toilet or your coffee table, whatever, and you come away, if I can elicit 5 laughs out of you in 5 minutes, then I'll have done my job.
Oh, well, I think you've done your job. I really do. Because it is a fun book with wonderful illustrations, and if a person doesn't have a lot of time, they can read a chapter or two and just use that.
Yeah, and win some arguments. Exactly.
Win some bets. So I want to thank you, Andrew Daniels, author of the Barstool Book of Sports, for helping us to take charge of our lives by understanding how men relate to each other at the bar through their knowledge of sports and statistics and other stuff for drunken debate.
Or you can be sober, too.
Sober. Yeah, I was just going to say sober, too. And thank you for helping us to take charge of our lives by helping us to understand how all of this knowledge and debate helps men relate to one another and form relationships, and also helps women to understand and support their guys. While men may argue at the bar about specific incidents or statistics, it simply adds to their excitement and their relationships. They hold no grudges and are ready to start anew the next time that they meet to discuss Barstool Book of Sports. Thank you again for listening. Thank you, Neil Heaver, producer. See you all on the radio next Monday evening at 6:30 p.m. when I again invite you to take charge of your life on WDIY.